Live from the Texas Hill Country, it's the podcast Conversations with My Teenage Self. Welcome, welcome, welcome to another fine episode in our podcast. Today we're going to do a song called God. I recorded it during that very productive March and April of 2022 when I was completing 2 to 3 songs a week, and I scribbled verses and mixed notes down in a notebook constantly. Many of the songs I finished during that period had solemn one-word titles, God, men, women, and have an exaggerated air of profundity about them. More than once, I thought I was composing a musical compendium of worldly wisdom, similar in tone to a book of poetry I really loved while growing up, Khalil Gibran's The Prophet. Then I drank a beer and wrote Butterboy, and everything was back to normal. The second verse and the chorus are song fragments of 1979 when I was 17. I was raised a Catholic, but after my parents divorced when I was 10, I was not part of any religious practices until moving to College Station as a teenager, joining a Christian group for teenagers called Young Life. I joined primarily because I needed a guitarist, and I played around the clock back then. It was a good way to meet girls, and one winter we even went on a ski trip together in Colorado. Plus, playing the guitar and acting out my rock star fantasies helped establish my identity in a new school in a new city. During college, when I went to the University of Texas and studied economics, I became very skeptical of organized religion, believing strongly in the maxim that religion was the opiate of the people, no doubt due to the heavy doses of Marxist doctrine in my studies. When I became a parent and as I got older, I began to appreciate more of the positive benefits of organized religion, especially the way it can ease the pain of loss through ritual, and how the Bible is full of stories you can use to teach morality to your children, and occasionally scare the hell out of them. Sadly, the first verse was written after the school shooting in Uvalde, Texas in 2022, which once again filled me with doubt. It's hard to believe a loving God would tolerate such evil in our world. I have many friends and family members who are teachers and school administrators, and I think the last stanza of verse 1 is the saddest and truest thing I've ever written. You made the fear the teacher felt as her classroom was attacked, the peace in her sweet temple shattered like so much glass. More than anything else, this song shows an ambivalence towards organized religion that has persisted my entire life.
I feared you when I was a child. You towered over my youth. My soul trembled so as I sat in that confession booth. I ignored you when I was young. Salvation was not my need. Wine and women were better than those priests with all their beads. I turned to you when I was a dad. Weakness drove me to your pews. I needed help raising my children. I found your stories I could use. I question you now that I am old. So much damn evil in your world. And if we're all your children, why do some get rocks and others pearls? My time on earth is winding down. What lies ahead I do not know. And when my song comes to an end, which God will be at the show? Faith, how the pain eases over time. Just listen to the choir and drink all that wine. Make sure to love thy neighbor and never act unkind. And never stare too deeply where the sun doesn't shine. Faith, how the pain eases over time. Just listen to the choir and drink all that wine. Make sure to love thy neighbor and never act unkind. And never stare too deeply where the sun doesn't shine.
Thanks so much for listening to this podcast, and come back soon to listen to more episodes and to discover more songs from Conversations with My Teenage Self. Make sure to check us out on the internet at thesongsofpeterray.com and peterandebbiestudios.com. Live from the Texas Hill Country, I'll see you next time.